Pastor had gave us a new year message on Sunday. Holy Spirit, have your way. Boy, I tell you, boy. Y'all hear that online? Holy Spirit, have your way. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this ministry. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you for the first family. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that he have entrusted me here to witness to your people. I don't take it lightly. Father, I just thank you, Lord, as I yield to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you must increase and I must decrease, that no flesh will glory in your presence. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You all could be seated. This afternoon, a couple of hours ago, y'all might want to write these two statements down. Apostle had sent it to us on our witnessing app. That's why it's so important that you all that are not on the witnessing app, you all need to, you know. I remember Apostle said Sunday about choice and a decision. Amen. When it comes to this here, it need to be a decision. Amen. All right? But by saying that, when he do send a text, that meaning that you can, you know, you'll be aware of it, you can respond to it, because with the statement I'm just finna give you all, that's why it's so important, okay? All right, you might want to write this down. All right, we will let, this for 2025, talking about witnessing. We will let the Holy Ghost have his way and manifest souls through us as we witness with confidence this year. All right? That's John chapter 1, verse 12 through 14. All right? He also gave us another one. Adjust your anointing to being hungry for souls, and the Holy Spirit will send them to you. Who gonna send them to you?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit gonna send them to you. Okay? All right, that's Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Jesus said in that verse, man, tell us about being hungry and thirst after righteousness, we shall be what feel. All right? All right, tonight, message I'm going to be teaching on is going to run parallel to what Apostle was teaching on Sunday morning. Y'all can write this down. Holy Spirit, have your way in my witnessing. All right? Holy Spirit, have your way in my witnessing. Yep. Now you think about that, allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Either you're going to let the Holy Spirit have your way, or we're going to have our way. Yes. Okay. Jesus said in John 14, he was the way, the truth, and the light. No man coming to the Father but by who? Him. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And as I teach this, as I'm teaching tonight, I'm not gonna. The Bible said, "There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Okay, so I'm not going. It's nothing to condemn anybody, because all of us need improvement.
Amen.
Okay, all of us need improvement. Okay, all right. All right, Luke 4 and verse 18. I got it right here. Luke 4 and 18. Look what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is what?
Upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, Brother Leroy had been, Sunday, he'd been putting emphasis on 1 John 2:27, talking about the anointing which abide. By where?
In
us. All right? Now, notice Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because, see, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach what? To preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are what? All right. All right. So Jesus let us know what the anointing is for. Okay. The only way we're going to know what the anointing is for, we're going to have to put the anointing in motion. Okay. We got to put it in motion. Okay. All right. All right. Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Everybody say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
have your way in my witnessing. Oh, boy, that sounds so good. All right. All right. Because if you look at right, everybody look over to your right. All right. The threefold vision that God have given apostle. Look at it. Equipping the body of Christ to do what? Equipping the body of Christ to do what?
Evangelize the world.
Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. Okay? All right. All right, John 14, verse 12. All right. Look what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Unto who?
Unto me.
Unto who? Unto who? Unto me. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. How many believers they got in here?
Yes.
All right. He that believeth on me, the works that I do. Notice that word works got an S on it. It's plural.
Yes.
The works that I do. The works that who do?
I do.
All right. Who's doing the works at this time? Okay, we won't make it clear, okay? All right? The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my what? Father. All right? So Jesus said the works that he did that we'll be able to do also.
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right. All right? And some of those works that Jesus said about doing was in Luke 4 and 18, ain't that right? All right, okay, okay. All right. All right. Let's look at Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8. In Luke 4 and 18, Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. All right. So when Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, the Spirit of the Lord had to be upon him for a reason.
Yes, sir.
We've seen the reason when he said to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to the recovering of sight. We've seen that was why.
Yes, sir.
Now we're going to see why is it upon us.
Yes,
all right, because in that verse, Jesus was saying the Spirit of the Lord was upon him.
Right.
Now he's going to tell us the Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
Yes.
All right, look at Acts. Look at Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive what?
Power.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon who?
Me.
Come upon you. Come upon me. Why? And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So Jesus is telling us why the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. What is the Spirit of the Lord is upon us? To do what? To witness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To do what?
To witness.
To witness. Okay? So when you're witnessing, really, Jesus is saying that when you're witnessing, you really is telling people about who? Him.
Yes, sir.
All right? Because really, Witnessing is all about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's all it's about. It's about Jesus.
Amen.
All right? Okay? And we know the Father because Jesus said, when you've seen the Father, when you see him, you've seen the Father.
Amen.
All right? And also the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All right? So really, the reason why God sent the Holy Spirit, because God knew we're going to need some help.
Yes.
We need some help.
Yes.
And when it comes to witnessing, you're going to need some help.
Yes.
Not by might, not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
See, so the reason why sometimes we don't yield to the Holy Spirit when he's leading us, write the scripture down, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. So when the Spirit of God is leading us to witness, because guess what? It's all by faith.
Yeah.
It's by faith, not by feeling.
Yeah.
Okay? Not by feeling. Because if it had to go by feeling, sometimes I don't feel like witnessing. You heard I say? I say sometimes I don't feel like witnessing. I didn't say sometimes you don't feel like witnessing. I say sometimes I don't feel like I don't want witness. Okay, because all right, okay. All right, okay. I'm talking to me, not you. All right. I told you ain't gonna be no condemning. No. We family. Did I told y'all Happy New Year? My mic wouldn't turn on, but Happy New Year. You all too are online. Happy New Year online. All right, okay. All right. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Brother Leroy has been putting a lot of emphasis on this verse here too.
Yeah.
And Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, look at verse 11. Ephesians 4 and 11. And he gave some, or what?
Apostles.
And he gave some what?
Apostles.
One scripture talks about first apostle, second. See, because they're letting you know that was an order.
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right? Because really, without the apostolic anointing of the apostle, I wouldn't be standing up here ministering the way I could be able to stand up here ministering you all.
Yes, sir.
All right? It's an order. Okay? All right. And he gave some apostles and some what? Prophets. And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. We're going to see why he gave them to the body of Christ. For the perfecting, everybody say perfecting.
Perfect.
What that word perfecting mean? Because Brother Leroy Jr. be going over this verse. For what? What perfecting mean?
Sure.
For maturing. For the perfecting of the saints. All right. Also, too, didn't it say for the perfecting? And what else? What's after that? So that meaning that as we mature, we need to go to work. We need to go to work. Notice I say we. I'm not talking about no physical work. I'm not talking about no labor work. I'm talking about spiritual work. The spiritual work I'm talking about, I'm talking about doing kingdom business, spiritual business. That's what I'm talking about. He said, the works that I do shall you do also. You remember that verse in John 14? He's about the works. Jesus mentioned about the works in John 14.
Right. Yes, sir.
And you can't tell me you can't do the works because why? That's why the anointing is to come upon you.
Yes.
You don't think right now I'm relying on the anointing of God upon me right now?
Yes.
Because I couldn't do the work up here. I couldn't do nothing up here.
Yes.
You either. Because if you thinking you could do it separated from the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Spirit of God, you're going to be a hunk of flesh. All right. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of what? The body of Christ. Okay? All right. Now, about 2.5 years ago, I was cutting my lawn, and all of a sudden I heard this statement. Now, you're going to say, oh, that ain't the Holy Ghost. Okay, we will. Okay. All right. All of a sudden I heard, that's about two and a half years ago, I heard the Spirit of God say, I'm not a silent movie. I know y'all going to because we know God ain't no movie. So he had to break it down to me to understand what he's saying. He said he was not a silent movie. All right. So what I'm going to do is let's go through this word silent. I'm not talking about silent night, but I'm talking about silent. So we're going to go through silent and you're going to understand. Okay. Silent. Silent is not speaking. Some of the boys, somebody passed by and don't speak, you get mad. Oh, she didn't speak to me. He didn't speak to me. How many people we passed by and don't say nothing when the Holy Ghost want us to say something, and we didn't say nothing. I told you I'm going to keep on saying we, because don't you think I'm always accurate all the time? Yeah. I be missing it too.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. God is not a silent movie. Silent means not speaking or making noise, tending to speak very little, speechless, mute. I don't know what the cell phone there. See, the cell phone right now, we're inside the building. Most likely you don't put it on, you don't put it where nobody can hear if it go off.
That's right.
You done muted it.
Yeah.
Because why are you inside the building?
Yeah.
So guess what? Just like we done mute this cell phone, when we leave out of this building, we can't put our spirit on mute. It's time to take it off. That's why we not witnessing to people, because why? We got our spirit on mute. We got it on silent. If it don't silent, how you gonna hear? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So the Holy Spirit is always talking. Is you listening?
Uh-huh.
All right, let me give you the definition of mute. Mute. A device. Somebody might say, now he behind a pulpit and he gonna take out his cell phone. Everybody in here got a cell phone. Little old bitty kids by that tall got a cell phone. They got a cell phone. So because in this definition, you're gonna see, okay. All right. Mute. A device on a television. You know, okay, television, telephone, or other appliance. Watch this here. That temporarily turns off the sound. Notice I said temporary turns off the sound. So sometime when the Holy Spirit is talking to us, we could temporarily turn off the sound, but guess what? We can repent when he asks us to witness to somebody or say something to somebody and turn it back on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's not for our spirit to stay off.
Yes, sir.
Soon we walk out the door, we ought to take our spirit off of mute.
Yes.
Sunday, watch this here. Sunday. Now, I'm finna say something, but I'm not gonna be bragging. See, one thing about I like about our apostle, he lead by example.
Yes, sir.
He not gonna tell us to do something if he not doing it.
Yes.
Okay? He leads by example.
Yes.
All right? So the same thing when he sent us that text on that app, that's leading by example.
Yes. Yeah.
All right? And also, too, boy, that app was going off like you put popcorn in the microwave. Pop, 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 pop. Apostle, boy. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? That's leading by example. So he's not going to tell us to do something if he's not doing it.
That's right.
And you know, apostle is, you know, and if we say, oh, how busy you are, you ain't no busy than an apostle. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Let me tie into this here. Y'all praise us. Y'all probably would attest to the statement I'm finna make. In one of the praise and worship, one of the songs is they be singing at time. I will not be silent. I'm gonna keep on singing. I can't sing, but I'm gonna quote these words. We will not keep quiet. We're going to keep on praising. Nothing wrong with that song. But guess what? Lawrence LaDuffin had a word in here to line up with itself. I will not be silent. I'm going to keep on witnessing. We will not keep quiet. We are going to keep on praising, because as long as I'm witness, I can praise.
Yes.
The Bible say the Lord inhabit the praises of his people.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Sunday, right after Sunday, as a staff, some of y'all probably, if y'all waiting around, we got turns, we locks up. We locks up, each one of us, we work on the staff, we locks up. So Sunday was my turn to lock up. So as y'all leaving and going to your cars and everything, I was right down the hallway right there by the water fountain, and they had two guys walked in. They was firemen, okay? But they didn't have their fireman uniform on, but what they came for is they wanted to ask some questions, because if a fire, something like that, they just want to know, they want information, you know, for the ministry, okay? So they had one of them, they had two of them. All right, now I'm gonna be saying things, but I'm not cussing. But I'm gonna say, okay, because some of y'all are saying, what are you finna say? Because you know I ain't gonna say nothing crazy, because guess what? I won't be back up here. Okay. But because it's also gonna help you in your witnessing too. They had two of them, one of them was white and one of them was black. Okay, all right, and I know y'all can handle that. Okay. Because I'm not talking about no race or nothing like that, because you will run across race, different people, okay? That's what I'm talking about. And at the same time, when you do, you got to have, remember Apostle about confidence?
Yeah.
You got to have confidence knowing who you are, no matter what color, either if someone is white, you got confidence to minister to someone, I don't care if he is black. And if you black, you don't have to be inferior to no one. All right, so that's what I'm talking about. Because I'm not inferior to nobody. Okay, the reason why I'm not, because by sitting upon the apostle so long, see, y'all don't realize when I first came here, I was raw as meat. I didn't know nothing. I had just got born again. So all what I have learned, and I know I'm gonna be learning more and more, is because of this vision, because of Apostle Thompson.
Yes, sir.
So sometimes you might see some of him come off on me, because I be watching. I don't say much, but I be watching. I'm not trying to be like him, because all of us are not the same.
Amen.
Okay? But you will see some traits.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, sir.
You know, you might meet somebody. Somebody might meet your kids or something like that. They might say, boy, you act just like your mom or your dad or something like that. Okay? Because you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
all right. That's our spiritual father in the gospel. Okay, all right. But those two guys, so I told him, I said, okay, yeah, our system and everything. So one of them, the black guy, He stay in my subdivision. All right, I stay right here, right down the street, River Ridge. He stay in my subdivision. So I asked the white guy, I say, are you born again? He looked at me and said, what you mean? Now the black guy knew me already because about 4 years ago, I had got him born again.
Yes, sir.
So he knew. So he didn't have no, he wasn't reluctant about nothing. So I asked him, I say, you born again? He looked at me like, what? And then I said, now I don't ask everybody the same question all the time.
Right.
Okay? But I asked him, I said, when you die, where you gonna go?
Come on now.
Sometimes it ain't always the same. That's why it's so important, and that's why it's you don't realize what happens when you're constantly witnessing and you're witnessing and witnessing. I'm telling you, you don't realize what it does to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't. I'm serious. You don't know what it does. The Bible says, "Stir up the gift." No, I know y'all been doing the ladies. Y'all been doing a lot of cooking, and you put stuff in there. And you be stirring that, all that flavor and all that. Why are you stirring up? If you don't stir it up, the flavor won't get mixed in. So when you're witnessing, boy, you're getting stirred up. You understand? So that's why I'm standing up here, and I can talk right now because I'm stirred up. I'm stirred up and fired up. All right. So he said, I won't go to heaven. I said, okay. I said, well, I ain't ought to go to heaven. I said, you got to be born again. Born again, meaning that accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, notice I asked him, was he born again? Because sometimes when you ask a person, are you saved? Are you a Christian? Because they're going to figure just because they go to church, I'm a Christian. No, I asked him, was you born again? The reason why I asked him, was he born again? Because in John chapter 3, Jesus asked Nicodemus, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man, that's what I want him to do, I want you to ask a question. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say it unto you, you must be born again. You must be born again. So I asked him, I said, are you born again? See, because I won't. See, when you ask him, are you born again? They might ask you a question. What that mean? That's just where you want them at, because they're going to let you know they're not born again. But sometimes what we do is we'll say, are you a Christian? Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. And then you just walk off because you clap your hand, wash your hand. I witnessed to somebody. That's almost like, oh, Lord, have mercy. It's almost like you tell your kids to go put the trash out. They putting the trash out, but they're leaving more trash behind than they bring into the garbage. Yes, because number one, they don't want to do it. So the reason why sometimes we don't follow through like we should, because we don't really want to do it. Just making us feel a little good. Apostle, dude talking about witnessing. Apostle talking about witnessing and all that. I'm just doing it, but all right, don't half do it. You don't want your wife to bring you some half-cooked food. So God don't want you to do no half work. Didn't he say the work of the ministry?
That's right.
Huh? The work. Everybody say work.
Work.
Okay. That's it. All right. So I asked him, I said, so he said, so when I asked him that, he said, oh, no. Yeah. I said, you won't pray the sinner's prayer so you can get born again, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? So he got born again. All right. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And as I'm teaching this lesson, the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Yes.
So I'm going to be going off and giving you some how the Spirit of God, how he leads. Always remember this here. God ain't no respecter person.
No.
God will use you.
Yes.
Some of y'all, don't let that be no excuse about tomorrow. Oh, God using this person. God using that person. Why? Well, God will use you.
Yes. Yes.
Most of y'all know me.
Yep.
I don't talk that much. I don't know. You really think I'm stuck up. Hardly can't even get me. You don't hardly say no. I just really don't hardly talk much. I don't talk much. My wife don't hardly, she kind of, you know, but that don't mean we don't. See, a lot of time what we do is we thinking, talking to people all the time, we big dogs.
That's good.
I don't care what nobody think about me because I don't care. Oh, Lord, I see where you're going, Holy Ghost. The same thing when you're witnessing. You can't be concerned about what nobody think. If they don't want to witness, don't let them witness. They don't let them keep you from witnessing. Paul say, for I'm not ashamed. Romans, write that scripture down. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When it comes to the things of God, we can't be making like we are ashamed. Let me give you the word. Let me give you the definition of shame. Let me give you the definition of shame. I'm not ashamed.
No.
Ashamed, reluctant, or unwilling to do something because of shame or embarrassment.
Wow.
The devil will try to make you feel in your mind with these thoughts embarrassed because why? You're around some, see, oh Lord, how much. See, we ain't gonna feel embarrassed or ashamed when we talking to one of the brothers and sisters in Christ. You ain't feeling shame or embarrassed.
Right.
Because you know him. But somebody you don't know, now you don't know this person now, all of a sudden now, oh what?
That's
good. Come on, Sam. You can't, no. Why? The Bible said, great is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't ashamed. All of us, we love God. All of us. Because the Bible says we got the love of God shed abroad in our whole heart by the Holy Ghost. So the Bible says God is love. So we do love God. What I'm saying is, the Bible said, cast those imagination and every higher thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We got to cast these thoughts down to try to make us feel ashamed when they come around, when we're around people. So nobody don't tell me that stuff like that don't do that, because if it was doing, we'll see more getting God's work done more better.
Yes, sir.
Why that other person ain't like that? Why we like that?
That's right.
That's good. I gotta catch myself at time. I told you I'm gonna be using me. I'm not just talking about y'all. No, I'm talking about myself too. Sometimes I don't feel like getting up. I don't feel like going when the Holy Ghost bumping you.
Yeah.
That's like when you're fishing. The Holy Ghost, the fish bumping your line.
Yeah.
That's when that stopper going down like that.
Yeah.
And you see the stopper going down.
Yeah.
You jet. But they got, oh Lord. These, a lot of times stoppers is for people that don't know how to fish that good. Cause they gotta see that But somebody that really know how to fish, he fish tight line. He just hold that, he hold that, and he feel that bump. So that's what the Holy Ghost be doing you sometimes. He be bumping you. Trying to get you off that sofa, because why? If somebody out there at the time he bumping you, he wants you to witness to him. He wants you to say something to him.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Many times, oh Lord have mercy. You don't know how many times I stay right down the street. I might get a call or whatever, something like that. or whatever. And the first family, Brother Leroy, Sister Shauna, boy, when they call me, I be liking it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, I be liking it. Ladugo, you know, the church, something that, whatever, go check at the church. Some of y'all saw it. Now, I see you looking. You want to come? I don't know why. A lot of time when I get up, the Lord it got some set up.
Yes,
might have somebody on that fish pond out there fishing.
Yes, sir.
So on my way going back, what I do? I start right on the fish pond.
Yes.
And see what we do here? We passing the fish pond. Oh Lord, how much are we passing up? We passing up the spot.
Yes.
We passing up spots, man.
Yes, sir.
Brother Ronald laughed because, look, some of y'all might thinking, I'm talking about style fishing. Y'all might thinking, boy, I was a marksman fisherman. I wasn't that good fishing. I watched my daddy. I watch him. That's why some things up here, I've been watching Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm saying to us, in some spots, guess what? Fishes be tearing up line.
Yeah.
They tell, oh yeah, and also fish travels in school.
Yeah.
They travels in school.
Yeah.
What I mean by they travel in school, they might have, you might catch about five of them about that big.
Yeah.
About five of them. Then you might catch about 10 of them that big. Then you might not catch none. But just because you don't catch none, that don't mean you don't go back fishing. Just because you don't get nobody born again, that don't mean you stop witnessing. Sometimes the fish just ain't biting, because why? God might not be leading you for to say nothing to nobody. Many times I go somewhere and nobody don't get born again.
Right, right. Yeah, that's good.
I don't try to make nothing happen.
That's right.
It just didn't happen.
Right.
And then, if the Lord was leading me to say something, and if I don't say nothing, God ain't gonna get on me to, oh, why you didn't say nothing? I just feel a conviction at time. I say, Lord, I repent if I missed it. Because why? God know my heart, knowing that it's not my intention just to be missing it.
Right.
And if you do miss it, all fishermen that fish good, they do miss fish.
Yeah.
They just don't talk about the fish they miss. May go out that fish breaking and broke their line. And boy, you talking about, God, dog, I thought you were supposed to be a fisherman. The fisherman that took your line out your hand. Even good fishermen that don't have good days all the time.
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay. Also, too, let me make this statement. Let me go here too. You all online. You being ministered to too, okay?
Amen.
I'm not just talking to ones in here. I'm talking to you all too.
Yeah.
You on candid camera. All right. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Dollar General. The one right around the corner, Dollar General. And so they had about three people in line behind me. Okay, so, and then they had a person in front of me. So I'm right behind the person, about three people behind me. So the person, they paid for the item. So I come up to the cashier. So she started ringing my hands up. So I went in my wallet. Almost sound like Apostle, huh? With money coming, huh?
Yes.
Now don't look at me telling me that I'm not finna tell you God gave me something prophetic, okay? Don't look at me. Don't look at me. No. Don't do that. But so as I'm standing in line, so I had my, I did like this, I did, you know, my, so the cashier say, I like that God can't fail bracelet on, you got? I did, I said, you want it? She say, you gonna give it to me? See, Miss Fowler said, of course, because her husband wear buku up. You know what buku mean? That's a lot. Every time you see Mr. Fowler, he got guard cane fair braces. I see some of y'all getting quiet. I'm not trying to make you think you got to have one on. But as I get ready to start elaborate on some of this here, I'm saying, I won't go ahead of myself. So I gave it to her. It was a great one. So one thing about it, so soon I got home, I had one on my arm. This arm felt right. Mr. Fowler could tell you, once you start putting something on your arm, I always have a backup. You know, if one of them pop, I need a guard cane fair brace. I just had to have it.
Yeah.
Also, too, oh, Lord, I got to say this too. It don't make no difference if it's in the summertime and I got to wear a short sleeve shirt. I don't care if nobody see me with it on. You're not concerned for them to see your Rolex watch. So when they come to God, can't fail.
Yeah.
Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But it's also too, God can't fail. Guess what it is? That's a part of evangelism.
That's right.
Oh yeah, it's a part of evangelism. So I gave her the gray one. So I gave it to her. She took the bracelet and put it on her wrist, right. Just took it and put it right on her wrist, just like that. She ain't just put it on the side. She put it right in front of me, put it on her wrist. She wanted it, she put it on her wrist. So when she put it on her wrist, also too, some of y'all, like they said, don't leave home without it. So I had these tracks. Some of y'all, look, keep these tracks on you.
Yes.
Keep these tracks on you.
Yeah.
And that don't mean just because you keep it on, you just won't slip them down and won't say nothing. Just walk, you know. No. You get them born again, then you give them a track.
That's right.
I'll be at somebody drive by, Apostle, come here. Pastor, they come right there, and Pastor stand them there and get them born again. He's sitting right there, and then he give them track.
Yes, sir.
Keep this on you.
Yes, sir.
See? It's a part of evangelism.
Yes, sir.
All right? So when I gave it to her, she said, well, thank you. So what I did was I told her, on the back, because she was born again already. All right, but I just gave her this track. So I said on the back, I said, I go to the church right around the corner, World Life. I say, Apostle Thompson. And then I told her, I said, that God can't fail bracelet. Say, matter of fact, I said, his son composed a song behind his bracelet. She said, oh, okay, all right, okay, like that. So I'm saying this, the Bible talks about in Hebrews about letting the word slip. Sometimes when God give us a word or God is doing something, if we don't keep it, we'll let it slip.
Yeah.
You know, ever since the song God Can't Fail, you know, I never stop wearing this. I'm not trying to condemn nobody. And Brother Martin, he ain't told me about saying that. It just happened, so I'm just telling you what happened.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, that's a part of evangelism.
Yes, sir.
We sit up there and buying Michael Jordan to buy some Nike. Michael Jordan retired a buku years ago, and you're still buying his tennis. Somebody, you won't jump high like Mike, and you can't hardly jump that high. Cause you thinking them shoes gonna cause you to get up there. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm talking about. See, what we do is we put so much emphasis on things that don't mean nothing.
That's right.
When it comes to the things of God, it means everything.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. All right, Write this here down. Write it. Excuse me. Let's see if I want you to write this down right here. Right quick. I want you to make this statement here. Make this statement here. I will not be silent.
I will not be silent.
I will keep on witnessing.
I will keep on witnessing.
This on see, when it comes to New Year's, we always talk about New Year's resolution,
yeah,
about bringing the new year in.
Right.
What good thing bringing a new year on we doing the work of the ministry by witnessing and evangelizing?
Yes,
sir. So, oh, yeah, that's where I want to go to. Also, with Ephesians chapter 4, Brother Leroy always elaborating on by the work of the ministry and by the pastoral and the apostolic and everything. See, a lot of time what we do is we look at the evangelist to do it. Reverend Graham, he about the soul winner. Or, you know, when the mission, when over 4,000 some got born again, we look at the mission field, oh, that's for them.
Yeah.
And we won't sit back in Cadillac. But Jesus said in Mark 16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth on me, see, he's talking about the believers. See? Jesus, remember I said the works that Jesus did? So Jesus, the same works that Jesus did, we can do also.
Yes, sir.
But what it is, we won't put it on somebody else to do it.
Amen.
Let an apostle do it.
Amen.
Let somebody who they see witnessing doing, they see God you. And another thing too, oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Just because if you start picking up on doing this here, don't be concerned about whoever you was close to, they done bagged off. They just don't want to do it if they don't want to do it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So don't let, because, let me tell you one thing. You know, I don't have no problem with nobody that is not born again, is not appreciative. So when you witness to them and they get saved, they don't have no problem with it. They be so happy. I'm gonna tell you who you're gonna have a problem with. You have a problem with somebody when you come to church. That's the one you're gonna have a problem with. Why are you so? See, some of y'all tell me, look, I told you ain't no condemnation. But I could tell when I be walking around there, something I could feel it. I'm not going by no fear. I don't even care. I don't care. That's why a pastor, he don't care, because why? That person's trying to stop you doing what God told you to do.
Right.
If they don't want to do it.
That's right.
See, God ain't gonna make you do nothing. No, he ain't gonna make you do it. But when it comes to Satan, no, it seems like you being made to do it, look like it. But he can't make you do it either. But know why though? Because when it comes to the things of the flesh, it's more easy to go that direction. See, because when it comes to the spirit, it's a resistor. It's a change take place.
Yes,
and sometimes we don't like changes. We don't like changes. I gotta change. Look. I've been married for 40 years and I'm constantly changing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You don't change. You won't be a stubborn. Remember I told you about a mule? You could be stubborn if a mule if you want to. Remember I said mule? You could be stubborn. So you're going to have to make some, you got to make some changes. You can't have your way all the time. It's not all about what you want to do. What I'll just say, I'll be going all over the place. What I say? What? Huh? Oh, you don't like change. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, you don't like change. Yeah, that's it. Ain't nothing wrong with change. I remember I was talking about my wife. Yeah, and also too, guess what? When you're witnessing, guess what? Satan gonna try to, he gonna try to stir up some mess. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. He gonna try to, he gonna try. Because the Bible said in Ephesians 6, for you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality. So he gonna try to stir up all that, try to mess, stir up some or whatever. Just don't pay him no mind.
Yes, sir. Right.
He just wants you to fall into what he's trying to do. See, me and my wife, we go to the store a whole lot. We go together. Most time, if you see him and me, you see my wife in the store, I'm with her. Ain't that right, Ruth? Yes. We haven't seen Ruth a bunch of times, so you're going to see me. Oh, you're going to see me. Because Jesus said, go. You sit at the home. Oh, somebody going to come knock on my door. Yeah, they'll come knock on your door. Most time, you're going to have to go out. Yeah. Because why? You feel comfortable witnessing to somebody maybe at your house. But guess what? It's sometimes you need to go out there in public.
That's right.
To break that old shameness.
Yes, sir.
To break if you're feeling inferior.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why, Lord have mercy. That's why you don't realize, you don't think, I thank God sometimes he used me to clean up the church. Oh, yeah, because you know what to do is just break you, just let you get all that old pride and all that old junk out of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why, Lord help you, want me to say that? That's why a lot of times people don't witness nobody. They look at somebody and don't look all that way. They turn their head. You turn your head. And you don't realize that one time you was just like with them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's why I'm talking about me. Oh, yeah. And guess what? Just because I do what I do, I'm not inferior either. And I'm not intimidated by you. Because why? God trained me in the school system because he knew I was going to be working here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he knew I was going to have the training to work here because guess what? At times, working around Christians, sometimes it'd be harder than working around people that ain't no Christian.
That's good.
You ain't going to make me feel less than who I am. You ought to appreciate what somebody do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
So that's the reason why I can stand up here and talk like that.
Yes, sir.
God trained me to do what I'm doing right now.
Yes, sir.
And in order to witness the way God wants you to witness, you're going to have to be broken. You got to get that junk out of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It ain't got nothing to do with how you dress and everything. Don't you see I'm dressed good?
Yes, sir.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. But if, Lord have mercy, you want me to say that too? Yeah, but I tell you what, if somebody throw up, I come over down the stair and I go in there and go pick it and clean it up.
Yes, sir.
Why? Second Peter talks about vomit.
Yeah.
And some people, Lord have mercy, some of them are in a vomit.
Yeah.
Are you going to help them get out of the vomit?
Yes, sir.
Who don't know nothing about no vomit?
Yeah.
The mothers know about vomit.
Yeah.
Know why? Because how about the little kid? You up there? You're special. Don't jump them, and it just got through eating. I'm up there when my wife had jumping them, and boy, they opened their mouth up, boy, and I. Now I won't give him the lender now because I won't deal with that. She told me, said, I told you not to jump him. And see, that's what, see, one thing about it, women are cleaning it up, but me, take him. Because women ain't got all that old junk in them like men. You sit down and shut them, change that diaper. That's what you need to do. That's it. Some of y'all might say, God, dog, but this teaching is way off from what we need. This is evangelism. Come on, we talking about sinners.
Yeah.
They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Yeah.
The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yeah.
That's rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repented. More than 99 just persons that need no repentance.
Yeah.
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes, sir.
And when the days of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Notice I say the Spirit of God came upon them. So yeah. When Acts chapter 2, and then Acts chapter 3, here Peter and John on their way to the temple. Lame man, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he took him by his right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones receive strength. So guess what? A lot of time when you start witnessing, when you start doing the work of God, religion sometimes go try to come against you. In Acts chapter 4, they try to stop the name of Jesus. Then I said before, when you start witnessing, sometimes people will try to stop you. You can't let them stop you. Y'all be seated. Yeah, you can't let them stop you. See, what it is, a lot of times what we want to do is it's somebody else to do it.
Yes.
Let them, oh Lord, have mercy. The mission field. Let somebody else go on the mission field. Let somebody else go out there and go evangelize. No, why are you? What's going to say? Why not you?
Yes,
why not me? Why I got to always be somebody else?
Yes, sir.
Use me, Lord.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will use you, do whatever he want to do. If you yield and you do, you work with him.
Yes,
and we talking about Holy Spirit have your way. You let the Holy Spirit have his way in your witnessing. Come on here.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit having his way in your witnessing.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
A lot of time I'm not even satisfied with myself. What I'm doing, come on. You never could never be satisfied.
Right.
Never be complacent.
That's right. That's good.
The other day, I was going to the post office, and I'm getting ready to get out of the car. A young guy come out. I'm gonna say it again. It was a black guy, but at the same time, he had a white young girl in there with him. So I asked him, I said, young man, I said, are you born again? He said, no. And the first thing I want to try to tell you about them going to church, I didn't ask you about going to church. I asked you, was you born again? Now, I didn't tell him like that, but I'm saying that. I said, young man, I said, are you born again? He said, no, I'm not born again. I said, you don't mind if I pray? I said, I go to the church right down the street. I said, I'm picking up the mail for the ministry. I said, you don't mind if I pray with you, get you born again? He said, no, I don't mind. I asked him, I said, who that young lady over there? He said, her kidney. Then when he opened the door, she had a bag on there. She was dealing with a kidney. So she was in pain with kidney. So I said, you don't mind if I come and pray with? So I got out of the car and went to their car, and he started telling her, he said, he gonna come pray with us. So I said, I'm finna pray with y'all. And I'm telling her that because I already told him. So both of them they say the sinner's prayer, they got born again. And guess what? I give them a track. I'm saying, I always keep these tracks. Amen. Keep them with you. So that's they're going to read it. Many times I didn't give them tracks. And when I pull off and I see them reading it. Amen. Give them, keep tracks on you. You ain't got no excuse. They got tracks all on the floor.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's good. Man, you don't realize how excited and stirred up you will be. It's not, see, a lot of times you all think, oh, I just got to talk to whoever I come. You don't have to talk. I ain't saying don't talk to nobody when you come to church. But if you don't fellowship like you think you feel, guess what? You go out, boy, you don't realize how rejuvenated you are when you out there talking to people. That's what it is. We done got so familiar talking with each other. We come up now, you open the door, you just like you had the football game. Running your mouth, won't talk. Then when you leave out there, then you put your spirit on mute. Don't think I done forgot about that word. On silent. You don't want to say nothing now, but you're running your mouth up here. But when you get outside, come on. When you get outside, you fold like a cheap tent. You don't say nothing now. All of us do that. Come on here. Come on. I said I was gonna be all right, come on. You gotta let God use the way He used. Come on, because I'm getting help my own self. See, sometimes God will use me to talk, you know, minister comical a little bit, because sometimes I might come across sound rough. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I quit. I'm finished. Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.